Now as our beloved Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us, we ask our beloved I Am Presence take command of the outer self, purify it, control it, blaze through it, whatever it will give him, the greatest cooperation, and releases the greatest power for the fulfillment of our calls, for the purity, freedom, protection of our nation, and that which is of God everywhere throughout the world. We offer to him everything, and may there come back now through those under this radiation all the sacred fire from the great, great sounds is necessary to purify and save our nation and strengthen the people within our nation with the light that is the freedom for which we call. Beloved of my heart, tonight let us enter in to the use of all activities of the sacred fire from the heart of creation, the heart flame of the great central sun, the heart of the great, great silence, whatever is required in this world to put an end to mankind's discord, and as quickly as possible. I trust, as we offer to you again the assistance from the angelic host, you will try to understand what tremendous effort life goes to, what tremendous effort the cosmic law is releasing into the physical atmosphere of Earth at this time for the angels of the sacred fire and the cosmic beings who direct it to this whole system are concentrating upon this earth. And I plead with you, as you value your lives, please don't let one breath of discord exist between you. Please, because the safety of your nation is at stake. Therefore, tonight, I offer the angelic escort to those under this radiation who will accept what I say and give the obedience by which the cosmic law can help us to blaze through you what purifies the nation to the place of safety. And I trust we shall make our presence very tangible and very powerful and unmistakably here, if you will give us this assessment. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, tonight, I am tipping you off, as they say, because I'm going to ask you to make the call for the visible, tangible presence of the angelic host and the cosmic beings' sacred fire presence in the lower atmosphere of Earth. Anywhere and everywhere within this nation that is necessary to hold it protected and is necessary to hold a certain amount of purity invincibly in control of what is within your borders. The mass of the people are filled with fear and doubt, all of which is blackness. Discord is blackness. And so tonight, as we offer you the visible, tangible presence of the activities of the sacred fire and the great, great silence, the angelic host of the cosmic beings, visible, tangible presence and activities, manifestations of the sacred fire from the great, great silence, all of which are needed to produce enough purity within your bodies to fire the people awake. Because one of the easiest ways that we have to awaken mankind is to shock the people awake by manifestations of the divine being's direction of the sacred fire. And it can come in infinite ways to awaken every human being within your borders. And so, if you care to join us in the awakening of all that lives within your borders to the acceptance and the visible, tangible presence of the sacred fire control of conditions within your land, it will offset and prevent the riots, the violence, the desecration, and that which the hordes of evil intend to impose for nothing on earth except destruction. So when you call forth the invincible, limitless legions of the angels and the cosmic beings of the sacred fire to come everywhere into this nation and to possess it and rule it and save it, free it from that which is of discord, there are many within your borders who are not I Am students, but who will accept the reality and the presence of the ascended host and those activities of the sacred fire that come for purification. So this call sent forth by you will bless all who will be receptive at this time, will awaken all who understand and know the reality of the angelic host and the cosmic beings. And this is power which we hope to awaken within the masses of enough of the people to be the control of conditions within your land that will prevent that which the sinister force wants to produce in the way of desecration. Now call this forth especially into Washington, D.C. and Chicago. Washington, D.C. can be so filled with all activities of the sacred fire that it absolutely holds bound, helpless, and inactive everything the sinister force has created or focused there. This will hold certain control of the conditions in the atmosphere over the cities in this nation. That is the feeding energy to much of the destruction that is intended. There are unlimited legions of all activities of the sacred fire. And so, if you will give us this assistance, if you will call it into the physical conditions of this world, then the cosmic law, when enough people call, will automatically answer with the manifestations of the sacred fire in the conditions around you, by which control is maintained and violence prevented. If people don't accept our reality or don't believe we're here, that's got nothing to do with our visible, tangible presence. Because if there are those who accept us, call to us, and are answered by us, they will benefit by their acceptance of our reality and their cooperation with our request. Mankind is coming to the hour of complete awareness of the reality of the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and the angelic host. And this is part of the way we open the door. Thank you. Thank you so much. If you, through your use of our Ascended Master Consciousness, call the cosmic law into action to reveal our visible, tangible presence, there will be the descent of certain activities of the sacred fire, will not only answer your call, but will purify the atmosphere, at least where we appear. Now there's no such thing as failure to the sacred fire. And if people are afraid to call the sacred fire into action, then God help them. Because the sacred fire is the supreme power of the purifying love from the great central sun, from every ascended master, from all the angelic host, from all activities of the great, great silence, and every action in the cosmic scheme of creation that produces perfection, and it can never produce anything else. So don't let there be the slightest feeling within you of being afraid to call all activities of the sacred fire everywhere throughout the nation that reveal the presence of the ascended masters and the cosmic beings. This must come in order to force mankind to let go of that which the sinister force has imposed upon individuals through hypnotic control. The sinister force only holds its control of conditions in a nation or the world by the hypnotic control of individuals. And if you call forth whatever sacred fire from the great, great silence is necessary to force mankind to behold the manifestations of the ascended host, there will be certain things accomplished. I grant you there will be a great deal of fear and a great deal of doubt, all of which the sacred fire in the end will consume. So when there are those that lie about our existence or our reality, or those that lie about the reality of the sacred fire, the hour is coming when they're going to swallow every lie they've told, and they're going to be purified or removed from the earth. And this is part of the great command by which it will be accomplished. But you do not need to fear anything that the angelic host or the cosmic beings could ever do in the physical world when you have acknowledged your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host into calling forth the fulfillment of the great divine plan. The mighty Saint Germain long ago gave you, in the beginning of this work, the statement to use: I am the visible, tangible presence of those beloved ascended masters whom I desire to have come to me. Now that decree was given you in volume 3. So if you want our sacred fire presence, use it. If you want the sacred fire to prevent the third episode of Washington's vision, then call it into action, use it, and we will project it. And there is nothing else going to handle that situation but the sacred fire. Physical violence is not the solution of any problem. And physical violence can absolutely be controlled by the sacred fire. The hordes of evil do not argue with the lightning. I'm speaking of physical, what you call physical lightning. And I can assure you, the activities of the sacred fire at the inner level are so much more powerful than what you know as physical lightning in outer world manifestations. There's no comparison. Tonight, we hope to concentrate in and around you, if there's no doubt within you, or no criticism or condemnation of those around you. So I hope I may take that human creation away and consume it by the sacred fire that we want to put in its place to save the nation. So I trust you will give it to me tonight, and I will do the disposing if you will accept the sacred fire which I offer in return. Thank you so much. Beloved ones, century after century after century, I have taken away and consumed mankind's frightful creations. And I assure you, the angelic host who direct the activities of the sacred fire have rendered that service throughout the ages. Ever since mankind turned from the light, and now it must come in full force, the cosmic concentration of it into this nation, and quickly, to consume enough of the evil intended to prevent the concentration of the energy into the mass feeding of the people to make them do that which will but destroy everything. So, blessed ones, we are using you tonight to the fullest possible extent, but we will give you in return, if you will give us this cooperation and assistance, we will give you in return the activities of the sacred fire for eternity and the blessings that that will bring to you before your ascension will be sustained, continuous, and forever expanding, and there isn't anything it can't accomplish. There isn't anything on this earth that can't be controlled by the sacred fire from the great, great silence, projected by the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, the angelic host, who are the authority and are the law of its use in this physical world. We want you to have every possible assistance at this time. So it doesn't make any difference what anybody does or doesn't do. Be unconcerned and don't let one bit of discord be created to endanger your land. I plead with you tonight, for I will give you a gift that will strengthen you, protect you against the misuse of anything in the physical world, if you will but give me this cooperation. And I assure you, the crisis is at hand, is the reason I am asking it. And I come to offer that in its place, which will free all for eternity. And it's the only thing that will. Thank you so much. The beloved Master Jesus came and gave the tremendous sacred fire of his love. He rendered that tremendous service. He's been rendering it continuously since. And mankind will not stop the discord. So now we must draw its cosmic concentration and consume the discord. To those who are constructive, give obedience to this law and set it into action. There is no thing of discord that will touch you. And to those who defy it, must of necessity be bound by their own creation. And it'll take them out of the world. Beloved ones, if you ask for the visible, tangible manifestations of the sacred fire into the physical octave of earth that we know are necessary to come here now and consume one focus after another of destructive activities that sustain the sinister force, that will give us another opening by which we can establish at certain places from the inner activity whatever sacred fire purification is necessary to consume the destructive etheric records, to consume the accumulated energy that destructive forces have gathered. This is very important in the control of the emotional bodies of those within your borders who are determined to release violence. And the sacred fire manifestations can shock and surprise many, many, many of those people. And I assure you, sometimes, if it were not so serious, you couldn't help but smile at the fear it produces in those who are determined not to do right. So if we have to use some within the borders in order to control the violence, it's all possible under the action of the cosmic law, and I assure you it will get results. Thank you so much. I assure you, the mental and feeling world of every individual can be changed by the manifestations of the sacred fire, and there isn't an exception on the earth anywhere. So tonight, I give you unlimited opportunity to cooperate with us. And after the centuries we have spent consuming mankind's frightful creation, you have no idea how grateful we are for this many people, even just in this room, who understand this law and whom we can use in this way, and at the same time free you as you render this service for the nation. So there's no such thing as ingratitude in the cosmic law. That does not exist. You are privileged to be enfolded, if you will do this, in the unlimited power of the sacred fire manifestations that forever change mankind's attention and determination to serve evil. So it is all powerful. It is everywhere in existence. It doesn't have to come from here or there or somewhere else. We can send it forth from great central sources, but it is already in the atmosphere of Earth, and we can concentrate that in a moment. As our visible, tangible presence steps through, we are it. We are the sacred fire. And so when you call forth the sacred fire manifestations that shock mankind awake and out of the clutches of the sinister force, there are going to be some surprises. And I hope they come soon enough to prevent the hordes of evil doing any more damage to life anywhere. To have watched mankind, beloved ones, down through the ages, misuse the great gifts of life that have been placed on this earth by cosmic beings for mankind's harmonious use in the experiences of attaining the ascension, to watch mankind misuse the gifts that are placed here for freedom, is sometimes, if we could be impatient, it would sometimes be very, very near the point where we would put a stop to it even before the cosmic law of the cycle permits. But the cyclic law is master, and we are obedient to that law throughout infinite space. But I assure you, one day, when you become master of the sacred fire, you will be the most grateful individuals in existence. And if you will become aware of it now, its powers will come to bless you. Its angel legions will hold it around you. Its power will enfold you. It will go forth to protect conditions around you, and it will control manifestation. The sacred fire will control all the powers of nature and forces of the elements. And they are not only through the powers of nature, they are in you. The powers of nature and forces of the elements are in you. So if you care to fill yourselves with and clothe yourselves with and armor yourselves with all the sacred fire of the angelic host and the visible, tangible presence of its manifestations in and around you, we can fulfill your call, because it's all constructive. It is obedience to the cosmic law. It is in existence and can manifest in and around you on an instant. Your own beloved mighty I Am presence and higher mental body can send forth its heart flame right around you, and it can be made visible to the physical sight of mankind. So these are many, many, many activities of the sacred fire to which we refer. But this which we want to call forth for the protection of the nation, the purification that frees the nation from the hordes of evil, these activities are cosmic, and they are concentrated by the cosmic beings in the great central sun, the physical sun, the ascended master's octave, in the great temples of the sacred fire, everywhere in this system of worlds. So, blessed ones, I hope tonight you will become very much aware of, desire, and call forth whatever manifestations of the sacred fire make you invincibly victorious over everything in this world, and call it forth to purify the nation and make the nation victorious over all the hordes of evil, in or out of the people, whether they be in the atmosphere of earth or in other nations of the world, matters not. Call forth all the great central suns, miracle manifestations of the sacred fire that make mankind awaken and take the people of this nation out of the clutches of that which seeks only to destroy. I could call you part of the legions of our own hearts, sacred fire manifestations, provided you do not become set up because of it. Thank you so much. If you feel your responsibility tonight, if you will respond to my request, if you will answer my love will come back to you. And I assure you, it produces manifestations of the sacred fire that nothing else can give. Only the love from the angelic host and the cosmic beings and the ascended masters. Only the love of that sacred fire is master over all in this world. And therefore, we are offering you again the use of our ascended master consciousness, our use of it. And our use of it, I assure you, means the manifestations of the sacred fire to fill you, enfold you, control conditions around you, clear the pathway ahead of you, and give you power to accomplish without limit anything and everything that is constructive, so long as you maintain the harmony. And this will help you to hold it within, because it is our love supreme. It's our love for you. It's our love for life. It's our love for perfection. And so, blessed ones, there's no such thing as failure. But call it into outer existence. Call it into yourselves. Call forth all the sacred fire manifestations of the great, great silence, or the ascended masters' temples of the sacred fire. Call the sacred fire manifestations of all activities of the angelic host, and you can have the protection within and around you that keeps you from connecting with the discord of the outer world. So I hope we may help you to experience the fulfillment of that decree your blessed master Saint Germain gave you in the beginning of this work, to reveal to you our visible, tangible presence of the ascended host. And we will begin with the manifestations of the sacred fire that clear the atmosphere about you, hold you protected, clear the pathway ahead of you, then give you the power to accomplish what you will, so long as it be constructive, so long as it fulfills the great divine plan of the mighty Saint Germain and others of the ascended host, whose gigantic task of purifying this world and all upon it is, I assure you, a cosmic responsibility indescribable to your intellect. You cannot realize what mankind has done with the energy of life unless you had to observe it from the ascended master's octave. And when we have observed it century after century after century, my dear ones, sometimes our hearts want so much to put an end to mankind's constant experiment with human desire. So from this hour, you can call forth within yourselves whatever great central sun, sacred fire manifestations free you from human desire. And that will be the violet consuming flame, fiery Christ blue lightning protection. It will be the unfed flame of perfect balance, love, wisdom, and power. It will be invincible protection of the armor of fiery Christ blue lightning. You've been given all of these things individually and now collectively. When you call forth all the manifestations of the sacred fire necessary to awaken the people of this nation as quickly as possible and take them out of the clutches of the sinister force, until that too, one day, is annihilated by the sacred fire. I introduce you to the powerhouse of creation. I offer you the gifts of eternity. And then you become, as you use this, you become the law of the manifestation of perfection. So as we go forward to help purify and save this nation, it automatically becomes the purification and freeing of you individually from the human creation you have experienced or that which still remains as a limitation. If we were absolutely certain that the whole student body would hold absolute harmony and absolute purity, we could clothe you in a moment in such power of the sacred fire that we could remove in a very short time most of the destructive force within the nation. There isn't anything we couldn't do through you if we were absolutely certain that you would hold the purity and the harmony into which we could charge the greater powers of the sacred fire to more quickly purify conditions of the outer world. So, if you begin to dwell upon the angelic hosts, cosmic armor, or miracle mantle of all the sacred fire that sets you free, or all the sacred fire that purifies and sets the nation free, you cannot help but have the manifestations. That's all it takes. But the fundamental requirement is indestructible harmony. So, blessed ones, I hope you will wear the cosmic miracle mantle of the angelic hosts, sacred fire victory over all in this world. You can have it. I offer it. I am privileged to offer it, and there are others. Every ascended master can offer it. And you will find it is a very tangible reality, and in a moment of crisis, it can become instantly a precipitated garment. This is what the higher mental body does when the individual calling to the mighty I Am presence in an hour of crisis or accident, when the call goes forth for protection, the higher mental body can precipitate that body or that garment instantly and catch the physical body and carry it back to safety. It has been done millions of times on this earth. It can be done again. Thank you so much. I will not hold you longer, but just learn to live in the ascended master's world of the miracle manifestations of the sacred fire that will never again allow human creation to touch you. You can have it if you decree it. You can have it if you call it forth. You can have it if you love it. But you can't have it if you doubt it. When you doubt that which is greater than yourselves, you lock the door of your own world against the fulfillment of your own call. So to those who will accept us and will accept the use of this, I assure you, your blessings will be without limit for eternity. They will forever set you free, and they will clothe you with the power to set others free. So it is well worth every effort that you make to come into the use of every activity of the sacred fire that sets your nation free. So tonight, may this nation be filled with the angels of the sacred fire, and their miracle manifestations pour forth with such power that the hordes of evil cannot move, and they are dissolved and consumed or removed as quickly as possible by the cosmic law. So, blessed ones, just experiment with 2 or 3 days calling forth around yourselves the angelic hosts, miracle mantle of sacred fire manifestations of the indestructible perfection and protection and victory that is the angelic host's control of everything in this manifested world, and see for yourselves its control of physical conditions around you. And if you pour your love to those conditions, the sacred fire's love will as surely transmute them into perfection as you make the call. So just go forward, become aware of it by using it. And then, as you become the fulfillment of the cosmic law, your power becomes part of your life stream for eternity, and your world then becomes our world of the sacred fire's loving control of manifestation. So, blessed ones, you can live in our world of the sacred fire, and we knew that when we gave you the use of our ascended master consciousness. Now we give you the use of our sacred fire manifestations that only our love can produce. So if you clothe yourselves in the angelic host's miracle mantle of the sacred fire manifestations, the answers to your calls will not only come more quickly, but our visible, tangible presence will come more quickly. And when we come to render a certain service. So as you move forward into outer physical conditions to correct them, you will need this, to which I refer, because its indestructible protection is absolutely imperative around you if you are to enter in to outer world activities and consume that which the sinister force has generated. And until the sinister force is completely consumed, your protection is absolutely necessary when you move in the outer world. So we commend you to the use of those powers from the ascended master's octave that have made us master over all in manifestation, and now you need our mastery to stand against the conditions of the outer world until they are purified for eternity. So we clothe you in whatever sacred fire miracle manifestations will help you to gain your freedom and keep you indestructibly protected until the cosmic law has raised you into the freedom and the mastery of the angelic host's almighty power of victory over all in this world. So I commend you to that mighty attainment, which is, I assure you, part of your attainment of the ascension. So our love will ever abide with you. The sacred fire will ever control conditions in and around you. And your freedom depends on the amount of it you call forth in and around yourselves, and that which you use to free your nation. Because as your nation becomes freed by the sacred fire, you being a part of it must have automatically become free also in the victory of the ascension. So the angelic host's sacred fire forever abides with you to raise you to eternal freedom. Thank you with all my heart. Blessed, beloved Archangel Michael, the entire angelic host, and all the cosmic beings who pour forth those manifestations of the sacred fire, hold us in your own heart's flame and close out everything human for all eternity. But let us render that service to our nation that only the sacred fire can give, and may everyone under this radiation hold indestructible harmony and indestructible purity and indestructible protection around us all, until our service is completed and our nation is purified and taken out of the clutches of human creation forever. We thank you for your love and your sacred fire presence with us forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond harp, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire manifestations everywhere we abide. No human thing can survive anywhere for any reason. We thank thee for all eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever sacred fire miracle manifestations purify and save our nation while there is yet time. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings, every being who has poured love to us throughout the ages. Now fill us with and surround us by the sacred fire of manifestations that purify our nation and set it free without limit, now in the mightiest power of eternity. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to enfold everybody and everything under this radiation and for whom we call, individually and collectively, in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And now, pouring everywhere throughout our nation, and then throughout the world, all the sacred fire manifestations of the angelic host from the great, great silence and the heart flame of the great central sun, we ask the conscious release in such overwhelming oceans are those miracle manifestations of the sacred fire that no longer can human creation be allowed existence for any reason. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty Iron, on Dream Jesus Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, cosmic kings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Don of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders, and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the ascended hosts, especially beloved Archangel Michael and all the angels of the sacred fire, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with all that our nation needs tonight, blaze its overwhelming oceans of all the sacred fire that the angelic host can pour throughout our land, and forever compel the removal of the sinister force, all mankind's hordes of evil, as quickly as possible. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation and expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till the great divine plan is fulfilled for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call, all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation, and now all the sacred fire manifestations everywhere throughout our land that sets our nation free as quickly as possible and forever removes from life everywhere all human creation. And we thank thee for eternity.